coming to you live from the Radio Hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Good morning, my friend. 64 in a cloudy sky right now. Well, if you didn't know this, you've been under a rock. Last week it was Chalk Fest. This week, Headwaters Music Festival kicks off tomorrow with Croesus and crew down at the Chankopa Park Band Shelter. That gets going at 5:30. And oh, by the way, it's free. Keep mentioning that. And right after, the Maestro takes the stage, Wahpeton Breckenridge Community Band. And that's at 7:30. I got Kent Loken in here. Good morning, Maestro.
Well, good morning, Mr. Dablo.
How we doing?
Oh, doing great.
So tell me about the community band. You brought me the program. You've got a good number of people in the community band.
We have over 60 in our roster.
Wow.
And we attract musicians from several surrounding communities. So the official name is actually Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and Surrounding Communities.
Community band.
We have people from as far away as Fargo, Moorhead, Lisbon, Hankinson, Wahpeton, Breckenridge. And so
you have that effect on people, Kent. It's a gravitational thing.
I hope it's a good thing. Yeah,
musicians and good musicians seem to gravitate to you.
And members of the band themselves are inviting people to come because you know how much they enjoy it. They want people to come and be a part of that. And I am so grateful for all that they do.
How many years have you been the conductor?
Well, it took over in 2008.
Okay.
Jim Larson had it for quite a few years. And then there were a couple of years where it was kind of struggling a little bit. And Wayne Beyer, I said yes in 2008, and I've enjoyed it, and it's been fun getting to know the people as musicians, but also as people.
Right.
And the word community, it really defines who we are. We are a community of people that just happen to love band.
Well, and you do so much to foster that love of music. So what are we going to be hearing? How many selections are we going to be hearing tomorrow?
I like to program 10 selections for each of the concerts that we do during the summer. We've had one in June. Oh, a beautiful, beautiful day in June. And a quick shout out to the Park District. They do such a great job of making that atmosphere down there just so gorgeous and inviting and welcoming. And people know, grab your lawn chairs, come and sit. It's a wonderful environment. So a good shout out to Brad and his crew there from the Park District. So
yeah, they do a beautiful job down there. I hear that too. I'm down at the zoo every Saturday, and I'm hearing it from people that come and visit. It's like, wow, this park is amazing. Yeah. And that new band shelter is so nice. I keep calling it new. It's been there a couple of years, but it is so nice.
It works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works fine. It's got a place where you can store things in there so we don't have to haul things back and forth all the time.
That helps. Yeah,
very convenient.
Right.
So we have an hour. We like to stick to an hour. So I figure 10 unique songs. It's a nice blend. We have some marches. We have some show tunes. We have some Broadway, medleys of Broadway tunes. And every once in a while we throw, like on this one now, we're going to do one, the movie How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
A couple of our band members are Breckenridge High School graduates, and they told me, said, you got to get that one. So I got a hold of Emily Christensen, the band director of Breckenridge, and she said, here you go. So we are going to play selections from How to Train Your Dragon. So,
I was going to ask you that. Do you decide this, or is it kind of does the entire orchestra decide or throw suggestions to you?
I always get suggestions from band members, and I go to area concerts. I like to go to Winemere concert, Lisbon concert, and I go to Wahpeton concert, Breckenridge concert, and I get ideas from the band directors, and they're more than willing to share their ideas with me.
Sure.
So, and we do have a budget to work with, so we can purchase music, and so anytime I hear a song, they say, that would be great, or like you say, band members themselves. They said, you should do this one, and they're always right.
And it's like that would fit, right? Because I know because you're so great at this, going, okay, this would work.
And having worked with these musicians for this many years, you know what will work.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that out in rehearsal, and every once in a while we do reject one because, maybe let's save that one for next year.
Yeah, it just wouldn't fit. No, I totally get that. So, again, I ask you this, whether it's the community band, whether it's a Christmas cantata, and we'll get to that. But I ask you this all the time. When did this start with you? When did this love of music begin with you, Kent Loken? I'm digging now.
Well, I'd have to put it back when I got my hands on my first trumpet back in fifth grade. And it was one of those situations where we didn't have a whole lot of money to work with. And my dad was able to find this old trumpet, a jeweler, and he paid $25 for it.
No kidding.
Still have it, Bill. It's a classic.
I bet you do.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
And just realizing that not only did I have a penchant for it, but I really loved playing it. Mm-hmm. And that took me through high school and into college and beyond. And all the experiences that I've had because of that trumpet, I mean, it got to me the love of music pretty deep in my soul.
Right.
And I just love sharing that with anybody that I come across.
And it's so, you just manifest that. And like I said, with the Christmas cantata too, being a part of that and bringing me into that orbit, I thank you for that. But just watching you do that physically and just and watching what it does for your spirit, I mean, it works from the inside out with you.
That's it.
Let's talk a little bit about, just a little bit, about the Christmas cantata. Or don't you want to give too much away?
Oh.
You want to keep that under wraps?
Well, you asked the question, says, so
no, I
when did you start thinking about the 2025 Christmas cantata, which, by the way, is our 30th? We started in 1995.
Wow.
Our 30th. It started the minute this last year's was done.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who is the composer, Paul Cravens, comes and plays in the orchestra. So as we are putting things away from the 2024 cantata, we are talking 2025.
Wow.
And he has already written a brand new piece, a brand new prelude for the orchestra, an arrangement of, well, I'll give the title away. It's called I Love to Tell the Story.
Okay.
And that is exactly what we've been doing for 29 years, is telling the story, but from our heart.
Right.
So we're basing this one around that I Love to Tell the Story and incorporating some new songs, but also songs from some of the cantatas that we've done over those past 30 years.
Right. Crowd favorites.
Love them.
All right.
The choir favorite.
Right.
Love them. Got to have them.
Looking forward to that. But first things first,
yeah.
Community band tomorrow, Ed Waters Music Festival.
Right after Crocious and Crew, which, by the way, they're playing on that new stand or stage that they put kind of on the east side of the shelter.
Yes, yes.
So it's my understanding, talking to Brad Edwardson, Crocious and Crew get to be the first band tomorrow to play on that stage.
That's awesome.
And then right away, we're on the main stage right after that, 7:30 tomorrow night. Great variety of music, wonderful musicians.
Until he's 90 plus and still out there making music, is that in the cards for you?
Oh, my goodness, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I want to be like that guy in my band. He just turned 97,
and
he plays in two other community bands in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Still gets after it. Yeah.
And the youngest is just in seventh grade, so we got a wide variety of ages, and it is truly a community.
Right. Definitely. Well, again, and you're so good at helping that along, Kent. Great to talk with you, and we'll see you tomorrow night down at the band shelter.
And looking forward to a little Billy D on Friday.
Billy
as well.
D, yeah, Billy D. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. Whole band's kind of cranked up about it. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a great event. So please come out.
Absolutely. And did I mention this? It's free. Can't beat the price.
It's absolutely free.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's that's the best part. Kent, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
948 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.